So for instance, I read this in the New York Times about the founder of the company, Amazon, the success of which is attributed to his ability to supposedly foresee that the relentless squeezing of the earth and us, with the extractions in some instances squirreled away for a rainy day, would necessarily lead to harsher and harsher, because they can't invest it. And this is that discussion of profit. I don't know if we need to go back there. We've discussed that a lot. That it has been foreseen by numerous folk. The so-called declining rate of profit is built into the notion of endless accumulation. It's not possible, folk. Anyway, so this founder of Amazon's supposedly was able to foresee that the relentless squeezing of the earth and us would necessarily lead to harsher and harsher regimes of scarcity, and the need of us, we desperate inhabitants, born into this created reality and the illusions of global state statesmen, struggling to feed ourselves and breathe, or please, shareholders. Again, it's not about wealth. It's about a few folk who want to be like gods, to stretch our bucks to cover our embarrassments or extract still more from the hide of our grandmother at greater and greater cost, destroying ever more of the resources of the planet. This is called a downward spiral if we don't step up. Quote from this New York Times article, as an author, I'm supposed to hate Mr. Bezos. After all, he's pressured publishers to cut their margins and practically put old school bookstores out of business. As if to rub it in, he's now introducing bricks and mortar Amazon bookstores. But to take that view would be to misunderstand what innovation looks like. It upends. And that word, I don't know, it almost seems like every paper has used it once. And I have to say, I never used the word until I heard it said by Robert Shaw. And so I just, time for me to give a shout out to Robert Shaw and his literary stars for that word, upend. I never used it until I heard him say it in Jaws. Continuing, it upends industries. Witness the current carnage in the retail industry, which has been outmoded by Amazon and all the companies trying to copy it. And that's from the article, 20 Years On, Bezos Alters the Way We Shop and Live, by Andrew Sorkin of the New York Times of May 16, 2017. So, we are not going to hear the bald truth of Proudhon spoken in the power-fed media. Rather, we are told the system's not dying, there's innovation happening. Using power's lexicon, heartlessness becomes creativity and destruction. Think of our wasted lives serving these guys. Innovation.